fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026 edition. You're invited to a movie premiere this coming Monday. It's going to be held at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor, Michigan, Petoskey. Only a few seats remain for the 6 o'clock showing, but there's quite a few seats available for the 8:15 showing. So I'm getting 4 seats for us for the 8:15 showing. Going to go out to dinner first, then go to the movie. The end of the world did happen. It was called the flood, the end of mankind. Kevin Sorbo plays Noah, and it's the story of the Ark brought to film. It's free. It's a movie premiere that they are going to basically roll out here in northern Michigan before it hits theaters. Nationwide, October of this year, they're bringing it out right before the November 3rd general election. Again, tickets are free. Again, the 6 o'clock movie showing is basically sold out. Just a few seats remain. But the 8:15 showing, quite a few seats are available. So if you'd like the link to this movie premiere, The Flood, End of Mankind, the end of the world did happen, just text me FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D, and I'll send you the link directly to the seats, and you can get one there for this free movie night. Miss Vicky and I are going to be going to it, and would love to see you guys there. Harbor, Bay Harbor Center for the Arts, Great Lakes Center for the Arts Performance Theater. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a nice break after this parting weekend. So we'll see exactly how many people text me the flood. One of the things that you need to know this coming spring, summer, fall, everything is going to be based around the upcoming elections. The budget process, it was, without a doubt, probably one of the most argumentative budget processes we've had in a long time. You have to understand that this is, without a doubt, going to be probably I forgot. Where did it go? That story just disappeared. There it is. Okay, there it is. Man, that was weird. That just disappeared. Why did the Republicans insist on no tax increases? Why did they insist on not making a withdrawal from the rainy day fund? Why did they insist that this year's budget had to be lower than last year's budget? Now, again, this is all negotiations. This is what they are planning on sending to the governor if the Senate Democrats will approve it. Now, if the process follows this story, it's all because of the election. Republicans want to run on the fact that they are fiscal conservatives. The Republicans in Lansing didn't raise your taxes. The Republicans in Lansing made the budget smaller than it was last year. More efficient, less wasteful spending, got rid of ghost employees that have been on the budget for years that don't even exist. They're going to have a whole list of things that they found and cut from this year's budget. That's what the Republicans will be running on. Those are going to be the radio, TV, mailers, newspaper. Everywhere you see advertising for the November 3rd election, this is what the Michigan Republican Party's candidates are going to be running on. Democrats? Well, guess what? Evil Republicans cut the budget. One of the things that we're looking at, the Democrats saying that the evil Republicans cut vital programs. That's what the Democrats are going to be saying. They cut spending on health care. They cut spending on food stamps. They cut spending for our children, which is, by the way, not true. The Republicans' proposed budget increases per pupil funding to the highest level ever. Well, we'll see. And also, the Democrats are also going to say that the budget that they pass is irresponsible. It needed more revenue. They needed to spend more money from the rainy day fund. We have plenty enough money. We could have made up the shortfall or the cuts that we got from Washington, D.C., the one big beautiful bill that President Trump and the Republicans passed. Well, they're cutting funding to the state. One of the things that they also are going to say and claim that is going to be absolutely false is that Michigan is in trouble because of this budget. And as a result, we have to elect Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor to fix it. And here's the other thing. This is very interesting. In this process to elect Governor Jocelyn Benson, they're going to run on the fact that they feel that they should continue the legacy of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, let's talk about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. number one issue she ran on back in 2018 and again 2022. Fix the damn roads. Well, overall, roads in northern Michigan have been improving, but they still suck. We have a couple of roads here in Antrim County that are basically completely broke up. The asphalt, gone. We're back to the gravel. Not only is the asphalt gone, but it's broken up so badly, the potholes are unbelievable. Second biggest thing that she ran on and acted as governor on was economic development. Well, let's talk about economic development in Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer promised that taxpayer-funded corporate subsidies would create 20,599 good-paying jobs for Michiganders. Sounds pretty impressive. Well, here's the reality. She promised 20,595 good, high-paying jobs. You know how many we got? 602. That means 19,993, almost 20,000 jobs, are still missing. Only 2.9% of the promised jobs, based on subsidies that were given out to corporations to come to Michigan to bring us jobs, ever actually materialized. 97% of the jobs never showed up. And if you break down the math to it, folks, the amount of money spent cost the taxpayers of the state of Michigan nearly $3 million per job created. At that price, these better be jobs that cure cancer. Because that's the only thing that would justify spending $3 million per job. There's more to it. We'll finish this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just to wrap up Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, promises made, promises broken. And Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, is going to continue the same basic economic development policies. Why? Because it's our money that they give to their friends who turn around and don't create the jobs, but yet they donate to the Democrat Party and their candidates. Well, this is exactly why leadership matters. Michigan needs a governor who understands business because they've actually built one. Someone who understands that real economic growth doesn't come from handing out taxpayer dollars for flashy headlines and press conferences. It comes from competence. It comes from integrity. It comes from accountability. And it comes from the leaders whose priority is actually the people of the state of Michigan. Bad leadership, like what we've experienced under Gretchen Whitmer, wastes money. Good leadership creates opportunities. Michigan deserves leaders who know the difference. Well, this story from the Mackinac Center. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her economic development spent $1.8 billion in handouts and got 602 jobs for it. This is unacceptable. And one of the things that you have to understand, this report just came out last week. June 25th, Mackinac Center for Public Policy. $1.8 billion spent for, quote, generational projects by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and her economic development funds. And the thing of it is that you have to understand, this is without a doubt not even being talked about in the lamestream fake corporate media world. Why? Because they don't want this information out there to hurt Jocelyn Benson's chances of replacing Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's that simple. One of the things that you have to understand, this process is going to continue if Benson becomes the next governor. And this process is going to continue because it's their money laundering scheme of using our taxpayer dollars that end up in Democrat candidates' campaign accounts. One way, shape, or another. It might not be a direct campaign contribution, but it could be a donation to a PAC that supports their candidates. Economic development under Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been a total failure. A fraudulent money scheme, money laundering scheme under this governor. This report from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy lays it all out, people. How can you spend $1.8, almost $2 billion, and get 602 jobs? It doesn't add up. And the other thing that you have to look at, are they going to change their philosophies when Whitmer hands the baton to Benson? Absolutely not. They're not going to change it. Why? Because it works for the Democrat Party. We have to call the Democrats out on this, folks. You need to let people know. Under Governor Gretchen Whitmer and soon to be Governor Jocelyn Benson, if she gets elected, this money laundering scheme will continue. It's only going to take electing a businessman to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. John James claims that he's a businessman. His family's business that his father started, which, by the way, his father was very tight with Democrats. Mayor of Detroit, Coleman A. Young, pictures of him all over his father's office. Governor Jim Blanchard, Democrat. And how did the James family's business start? They got a grant to develop a brownfield. Millions and millions of dollars to renovate a piece of property and help start building their warehouse trucking facility. Don't believe me? Check it out. Google John James' father. All Democrats. And all of a sudden, the chosen son becomes a Republican? I don't think so. My opinion, John James is not a Republican. Hour number two today's show, wrapping up Lansing legislatively this week. Before the summer break, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 47.